إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will question us on the Day of Judgment. And the first thing that He will question us about is how we spent our time. Because the first question of the questions of Day of Judgment is, what did you do with the life that I gave you? And life is time. And therefore it's a good idea to try to answer that question right now. And the way to do that is to ensure that we spend our time and life in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the next 2 days, inshallah, I'm going to try and give you a thumbnail version of my lecture on time management. And I hope that will be beneficial for you, inshallah. The first thing to do with regard to managing your time is to answer the question, managing for what? Because unless we have a criterion of judgment, we cannot decide whether how we are currently using our time is good or not good. So the first thing to do is to fix on your life goal. What is it that you want to achieve in life? Now, you can certainly start from a very broad base to say, my life goal is to please Allah, or my life goal is to reach Jannah or something like that. But you must narrow that down very quickly to a life goal that refers to your work in this world, which you believe will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or which you believe will take you to Jannah. So just an overall umbrella statement is not good enough. We must look at specifically, therefore, what would you like to do and how would you like to be remembered. Now, the several ways of arriving at that, several ways of getting our minds to think in that direction. One of the easiest is to try and visualize a situation where at the end of your work life, there is a function that has been organized to honor you, and one of your friends who has been with you throughout your life, through your school, through your college, through your work life, such a person is giving a speech in your honor, talking about your achievements. So the question to ask yourself is, what is it that you would like to be remembered for? What do you want to be remembered for? What would you like to hear in that speech? Now, I would advise you to sit down and actually write that speech out for yourself. That's a good way to arrive at the actual speech that you want to hear. So sit down and write this speech out. Not necessarily word for word, but definitely make a list of points, a list of things that you would like to be remembered for. This can be as short or as long as you like, but there is value in having a short list, maybe two or three things, maybe not more than three, principal things that you would like to be remembered for. So I think this is a very important exercise to do. And once you've done that, then the next step is to see what do you need to do to achieve that life goal. So if you say, I want to become this thing, I want to say, for example, you say, I would like to become a journalist who reports and speaks the truth, and that is my life goal, to be remembered as a journalist who was not afraid to report and speak the truth no matter what people had to say about that. Then the next step is to say, what is it that you need to do in order to be that kind of journalist? So what kind of education do you need to have? What kind of life experience do you need to have? What kind of organizations do you need to work in? What are the kind of books that you need to read? Who are the kind of people that you need to meet? One of the good ways of fixing on a career choice is to think about what you would like to do and then scan the environment and say, who is there in the environment who is already at the place that I want to be? It doesn't have to be an exact fit, but somebody who is on that path and who is ahead of you, and try and see what you can learn about that person. Read about them, if possible, go meet them, talk to them and so on, so that you get a fairly good practical idea of what it takes to walk that path which you have chosen for yourself. And once you do that, the third thing that I would ask you to do is to take a scan of what you are doing currently, right? Take a scan of what you're doing currently. To give you a very simple analogy, if you say that I want to build my body, I want to build my muscles, and so it's a good idea, then you say, who do I want to look like? What is the person that I want to look like? And you go and you look at that person, you take a picture of that person, and then you take your own picture and compare the two and say, well, you know, what's the gap? So that's why if you look at this person that you want to be like, this master journalist, and then you say, well, what do I need to do? So your strategy, your things that you need to study and work experience and so on, you've decided for yourself. So the third thing to do is to see what is it that you are currently doing with your life, with your time. I recommend for that something called the time log. Now, the time log is a very simple table that you make. On the left column, you put the time, meaning left column has time numbers in it every half hour. So starting from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. So say you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's the time log column will have 4, 4:30, 5, 5:30, 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30 and so on, all the way to the time that you go to bed. And correspondingly on the other side, you will have another column which says 4 o'clock and then what activity, what were you doing at 4 o'clock, 4:30, what were you doing, 5, what were you doing, 5:30, what were you doing and so on. So what you're basically doing is you're mapping your day as it is now every half hour. So you're saying every half an hour, what am I doing with my day? It's necessary to do this because that's the raw material, that's the actual thing that you need to work on. It's your day. This is how you spend your time currently. And once you have a clear picture, or as clear a picture as possible of that, then we can go the next step and we need to say, well, does anything in this need to be altered? Do I need to do things differently? Do I need to prioritize my time differently? Do I need to spend my time differently? So that's the reason we are doing that. So fill that activity chart. The easiest way to do that is to think of yesterday. And yesterday meaning take a working day, because that's the normal, your normal span. Don't take a holiday. Take a normal working day and just recall, what did you do yesterday from the time you woke up to the time you went to bed? Now you might say, well, you know, a lot of that time, the day yesterday, I don't remember. Well, that itself is a salutary indicator to say that if you can't even remember what you did 24 hours later, then obviously it couldn't have been particularly significant, because otherwise you would have remembered it. So it's a good wake-up call to say that you need to spend your time more thoughtfully than you are currently doing. So do that, take this map and make this table and fill it up half an hour at a time. Now once you've done that, you will find that some of those columns are, some of those rows are blank because you couldn't remember, you couldn't recall what you were doing the previous day. No problem, leave them like that. It's a working day, so don't make a bracket saying 9 to 5, I was at work. Don't do that. 9 to 5 also, 9 to 9:30, 9:30 to 10, 10 to 10:30. Write what you were actually doing or not doing. Make sure that you fill that column, you fill the row according to the timing in the column every half an hour what you were doing. Now once that is done, once your time log is done, then make what I call the ET calculation. ET is not for extraterrestrial, ET means effective time. A very simple calculation that you can make. The calculation is as follows. Actual time, which is 24 hours, that's right. Actual time is 24 hours. subtract from actual time what I call maintenance time. Now, maintenance time is the time that you need to maintain your body, to maintain your life. This would include everything that goes into maintaining your life, which is your sleep, the time that you take to eat your meals, the time that you take between the meals for your snacks to see you through to the next meal, if that's what you like to do. It takes your time in the bathroom. It takes your time before the mirror, putting on your makeup and so on and so forth. Once upon a time, we thought only women did that, but now we know that men do that even more. Also including this, the time that you take to commute to work if you are driving yourself. If you take public transport or if you have a driver, then don't include that time. But if you are driving yourself, then obviously that time you have to concentrate on your driving. It's not a great idea to multitask while you are weaving through traffic. So include that time as well. So to give you a rough idea, 24 hours is your actual time. Maintenance time, say 8 hours of sleep, 2 hours for your meals, say take 3 hours meals and bath and so on and so forth. So that's 8 and 3 is 11. And then you say my commuting time is 1 hour up and 1 hour down, which is 13. And then what else? So okay, I'll say it's 13. So now you are, you've got your actual time is 24. Subtract from that 13. And what do you have left? 24 minus 10 is 14. And another 3 is 11 hours. So you've got 11 hours of what we call available time. So now that's available time. Now take this 11 hours of available time, go back to your time log, which is which you have already made, and go down that list and say how much of the time of those 11 hours, which is now in this captured in this time log, how much of that did I spend in pursuit of my life goal. So your life goal was to become a great journalist. So how much of this time did you spend in the pursuit of your life goal? Be as liberal as you want, be as strict as you want. It's your life, you have to decide. And then you come to a number, whatever the number is. And then you decide and say for yourself, this amount of time that I spend on a daily basis, allegedly in pursuit of my life goal, is this enough for me to reach that life goal? So if I'm saying that I want to be a journalist with a global reputation, then the amount of time that I'm spending, maybe 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, is this enough? Because then you will have to decide, if this is not enough, then what do you need to do to make that time, to increase that time? Because a life goal will not be achieved unless and until you are able to devote the maximum amount of time in your day to the pursuit of that life goal. There's a difference between a life goal and a hobby, and you need to decide what you're talking about. If it's a hobby, that's fine. Do it an hour a day, no problem. But if you call it a life goal and you're not spending the greatest part of your day, the most significant part of your day, in pursuit of that life goal, then you're fooling yourself. You're not going to be able to achieve that life goal. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll look at what we need to do to maximize our effective time. But for today, do the time log and then do this analysis, the effective time calculation, and decide where you stand. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullah.